Did you hear the one about the guy who was speaking in public and he died mid-sentence?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You get a little older and strange thoughts enter your head. You start thinking, I wonder why I'm standing here at the fridge. Or why can't I remember the name of what's his name? You also think about your last words. What will they be? I think I shall ask my children to come close and I'll whisper, I left $1 million in the... Well, what will you say? Beam me up, Scotty? Some famous people have left behind famous last words, and some of them are very silly. Here are a few. Comedian Bob Hope died in 2003 at the ripe old age of 100. When his wife of 34 years asked him where he wanted to be buried, Bob Hope quipped, "Surprise me." Dominique Bowers was a grammar expert. He said with his dying breath, "I am about to, or I am going to, die." Either expression is correct. Another passionate grammarian was Thomas de Mahy. When condemned to the guillotine, he read his death warrant and remarked, "I see that you have made 3 spelling mistakes." American actor Vic Morrow's last words were, "I should have asked for a stunt double." Christopher Emmett, right before his execution by lethal injections, said, "Tell the governor he just lost my vote." General George Sedgwick was a military officer during the American Civil War. Some of his last recorded words were, "They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance." Some have died thinking of money. Circus entrepreneur P.T. Barnum's last words were, "How were the receipts today at Madison Square Garden?" Days before his death, Gandhi wrote, "All about me is darkness. I am praying for light." When asked why he was reading the Bible on his deathbed, comedian W.C. Fields said, "I'm looking for loopholes." Well, he wouldn't have to look far. There is a divine loophole. Before his death, some of Jesus' last words were, "It is finished." He accomplished what he came to do. The perfect Son of God offered himself as a final sacrifice once for all. He died, broke the power of sin, rose from the grave, and defeated death. Because he lives, death has lost its sting. Charles Dickens, the famous novelist, believed that. His last words were, "I commit my soul to the mercy of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Through the centuries, doubters have been in awe of how Christians die. At the end, Richard Baxter, the English martyr, said, "I have pain, but I have peace. I have peace." D.L. Moody, the American evangelist and publisher, awoke from sleep shortly before he died and said, "Earth recedes, heaven opens before me. If this is death, it is sweet. There is no valley here. God is calling me, and I must go." Moody's son said, "No, no, Father, you're dreaming." Moody replied, "I am not dreaming. I have been within the gates. This is my triumph. This is my coronation day. It is glorious." Stephen Covey says that highly successful people begin with the end in mind. I think he's right. The earlier we write our own epitaph, the better. It can guide us as we live our lives. Maybe we're not really prepared to live until we're prepared to die. The last words of Catherine Booth were, "The waters are rising, but so am I. I am not going under, but over. Do not be concerned about dying. Go on living well. The dying will be right." Suppose this day was our last. Would we do what we're doing? Or would we encourage more, forgive more, love more? If so, let's do it. Let's encourage and give and forgive and love like there's no tomorrow. And should tomorrow arrive, let's start over and do it again. Perhaps on my deathbed, I shall have my kids lean close and I will whisper, "Listen up. This is the last time I'm going to say this."
Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.